You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome back to another deep dive.
Good to be here.
Today, we're plunging into the independent music industry, a space that's incredibly vibrant, but also, well, notoriously challenging for artists trying to break through and find their unique voice, you know?
Definitely.
Our focus for this deep dive is the G-Ray Records podcast. The material we looked at describes it as a real beacon of innovation and empowerment for these indie artists.
That's right. Our mission today is really to unpack how the G-Ray Records podcast isn't just talking about independent music. It seems to be actively redefining the narrative and empowering artists in pretty concrete ways.
Yeah, the sources go even further, calling it more than just a podcast. It's a movement.
Which is a bold claim, absolutely. And we're here to dig into what makes it tick.
It really is a strong statement, a movement. So what makes this one platform stand out so much? Why is it being called a strategic growth engine and a catalyst for change in this digital age? Let's get into it.
Where do we start?
Let's start right at the beginning. The G-Ray Records podcast, it began as a passion project, really. But it wasn't just about sharing cool tunes. It had this really clear mission, bridging that gap, you know, the one between raw artistic creativity and the solid business strategy artists need.
Which is often missing.
Exactly. And right from the get-go, it blended cultural commentary with really practical, actionable advice.
And what's fascinating is how quickly it seemed to establish itself as, well, a go-to resource.
Right.
Not just a show about music. The sources painted as almost a masterclass in staying culturally relevant, strategic storytelling, digital innovation.
A masterclass, I like that.
Yeah, and they really emphasize it's not built on just, you know, vibes. It's built on vision. And that vision seems rooted in the deep understanding of, like, digital marketing psychology.
Okay.
Audience targeting, and even what they call viral mechanics. Understanding what makes stuff spread online.
Viral mechanics.
Yeah, it's positioned as a kind of blueprint for creative success, really.
Okay, so it's built on solid strategy, but this industry changes so fast, doesn't it?
Constantly.
So how does G-Ray Records really redefine the narrative? What's the revolutionary part? Beyond just talking about challenges, what are the groundbreaking solutions?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The core innovation seems to be their smart use of cutting-edge AI tools.
AI. Okay, tell me more.
We saw examples like AI-powered music production assistants, AI animated visuals, which pretty wild for indie artists.
Whoa, yeah.
But it's not just the creative side. They're using AI for predictive trend analysis, like figuring out what sounds or themes might pop next.
Forecasting trends.
Exactly. And optimizing messaging so artists connect better with fans. And the crucial part, they stress, is making sure this tech amplifies creativity. It doesn't replace authenticity.
That's the key balance, isn't it?
Absolutely. They talk a lot about scaling engagement without compromising what makes an artist unique.
That's so vital. Authenticity while using tech. Okay, so moving from the tools, how does this translate into actual growth for artists? Like, what are the tangible takeaways? How does it empower them?
Well, it seems they focus on giving actionable advice across, like, three core pillars: branding, monetization, and audience engagement.
The big three.
Right. They show artists how to turn that creative passion into what they call scalable impact.
Scalable impact, meaning?
Meaning making your art not just popular, but actually sustainable, profitable even. So for example, they might break down how to use AI tools to spot an emerging TikTok sound, right?
Okay.
And then offer a clear strategy for integrating that into your next release or marketing push.
Yeah.
So you're aligning with trends using data.
That sounds like a game changer, honestly. Especially with how tough monetization can be.
Totally. Moving beyond just tiny streaming royalties.
So thinking about that, who exactly is tuning in? Who finds this so valuable? Why should you, as a listener, care if you're an artist or marketer or just curious?
It's a really diverse crowd, according to the sources. First, you've got the creators and strategists.
The artists, the manager.
Exactly. Indie labels, too. They're looking for those direct, actionable insights on branding, making money, growing their fan base.
Makes sense.
Then you have the trend watchers and tastemakers, people who just, you know, need to be on the pulse of pop culture. They want to know about viral formats, consumer psychology, what's relevant now.
Keeping ahead of the curve.
Right. And finally, there are the innovators and industry leaders, like executives, entrepreneurs, people looking for that strategic edge you get when you blend creativity with smart analytics. It hits a lot of different groups.
It sounds like the impact really goes beyond just the episodes then. The sources call it a catalyst for change, sparking a movement. That's huge. What did you find that actually backs that up?
Well, it's not just audio, you see. It fuels this whole content ecosystem.
An ecosystem?
Yeah. So they're creating stuff like short, punchy Instagram reels.
Yeah.
Those AI animated music videos we mentioned. And crucially, they seem very deliberate about optimizing everything for discoverability.
How so?
Using titles and summaries designed for high click-through rates, high CTR. So people actually find it and stick around.
Smart.
Yeah, it turns the podcast into a launchpad for maybe viral campaigns, boosts brand visibility, and it positions G-Ray Records as a real leader in this AI-powered creative content space. It's building a whole world.
Okay, let's unpack some of that content. Give us a taste. What kinds of specific, fascinating topics do they actually cover?
Oh, it's really timely stuff, always with that strategic angle. Like under trending topics in viral culture, they talked about the nerd pop revolution.
Nerd pop.
Yeah, exploring how anime, cosplay, gaming fandoms are going mainstream. But more importantly, how indie artists can tap into those super engaged fan bases.
Ah, finding niche audiences.
Exactly. Or their deep dive into Master P's cold hustle. Not just his story, but breaking down his independent blueprint for financial success today.
Practical lessons from legends. Nice. What else?
There was also this mention of the Velvet Sundown Mystery, maybe a fictional band stirring controversy. It shows they cover intriguing, sometimes unusual angles, too.
Keeps things interesting. What about the tech side?
Definitely. On music innovation and AI integration, they've apparently done step-by-step guides on AI-animated music videos, making complex tech accessible.
That's helpful.
And featuring Timbaland's AI confession, getting top producers' takes on embracing AI. Plus, tackling the whole AI versus artists debate head on.
That's a big one right now.
And guides on using tools like GPT-4 specifically for creator growth. It's very practical.
And industry trends. Monetization.
Yeah, under industry trends and monetization strategies, they explore things like streaming disruption, how the broadcast cable model shift impacts music. Also focusing on direct-to-fan sales, organic marketing tips, and even how fan engagement itself can become an income stream.
Moving beyond passive listening.
Totally. And they don't forget the roots either. Under cultural commentary and legacy spotlights, they've covered roots, rhythm and revolution, reggae's global impact, spotlighting jazz and blues legends like Coco York and Daya Owens, bringing their stories forward, and discussing remix culture, things like Amapiano's global journey.
Wow, that's quite a range. Past, present, future.
It seems really comprehensive, yeah. The whole ecosystem.
So wrapping up our dive into this platform, what's next for the G-Ray Records podcast based on the material? And maybe what does that suggest for the indie scene overall?
Well, the plans mentioned point towards expansion, more interactive formats, maybe live episodes, deeper collaborations with artists and industry folks.
Getting more involved.
Seems like it. The sources really emphasize that as those lines keep blurring, you know, between entertainment, education, entrepreneurship, this podcast is set up to lead the charge. They're definitely not standing still.
This has been fascinating. This deep dive into G-Ray Records really highlights the power of mixing innovation, solid strategy, and building a real community. It seems like a genuine blueprint for creative success, right? Where culture meets that cutting edge innovation.
Absolutely. And it leaves us with a thought, doesn't it? For you, the listener. Given how deeply AI and this kind of strategic thinking are becoming integrated thanks to platforms like this, well, how might this approach inspire similar deep dives in other creative fields? Think about other areas facing digital challenges. How could you apply these lessons of innovation and strategic empowerment beyond just music? Something to mull over.
Great final thought. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Keep exploring and stay curious.
The rhythm speaks.
baseline thunders, future peaks, a whole.